This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending July 26th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week at $187.15 on Friday, which was $2.07 lower. Volume was 848 loads, which was about 12% of the total boxed beef sales for the week. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, was at $189.83, and that was only 88 cents lower than last week, and quite an improvement compared to the drastic decline we saw last year. Last year, we were running around that $179.90 the same time period. The total reported box beef volume was 7,197 loads, which was 340 loads better than last week. The formula trade was at 3,349 loads for the week and was 76 loads more than the previous week and about 47% of the total sales. The outfront sales were a little better at 1,382 loads, which were 191 loads more than the previous week and a little closer to the seasonal norm. There were over 4 million pounds of choice round products that were sold out front at prices that were 2 to 7 cents higher than the spot trade, indicating that will be an important feature item prior to that Labor Day holiday. Exports reported an increase of 35 loads with 984 loads sold. The NAFTA portion of those exports was down and represented 246 of those loads, and 738 loads were shipped overseas, which was almost 200 loads better than last week. The exports represented about 14% of the total sales and continue to be an important part of total sales. The primal cut trade portion of the spot trade continued their decline. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chuck prices, were steady to $3 lower. The inside primal cuts, which are loins and ribs, were steady to $2 lower, except for select ribs, which showed some firmness again this week. 50% trimmings, which sold in the high 80s early in June, then went to over 112, had started to weaken a little this past week. The most recent 10-week rolling box beef sales average was at 7,135 loads per week, which compares to 7,382 loads per week last year during the same time period, and that was 247 loads less than last year's average. The cattle cutout has been about steady for the last 3 weeks. The finished cattle trade was steady to $1 higher at $119 to $121, with a few as high as $122. The dress prices were $1 to $2 higher at $194 to $195. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle dropped 3 pounds to 1,276 pounds, and that compared to 1,272 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight continues to follow the normal seasonal upswing and was 2 pounds higher at 862 pounds, keeping in step with last year's 860 pounds, but up 22 pounds compared to the four-year average of 840 pounds. The choice select spread was about $4.40 on Friday, which was only about 60 cents lower. Taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, the yearling feeder cattle and also the stocker type cattle at Southern Plains auctions were mostly steady to three higher. However, there was some weakness noted on yearlings in a few places. The Southern Plains auction receipts at our test auctions didn't change much, and they were around 33,000 head for the week, so we had another good test. Those 5 to 600 pound steers traded at 157 to 185, and the yearling trade on the 7 to 750 pound steers was at 144 to 155, and those 8 to 850 weight steers at auctions were at 140 to 148. Now taking a look at the Texas direct trade, they reported 36,000 head in total sales that was mostly steady to two higher. There were about 1,000 head of 750 to 800-pound steers trading at 148 to 153, and another 1,100 head of 8 to 850 weight steers trading at 142 to 149, and both of those prices were current FOB. Volume from out of state was big again this week as cattle from the Flint Hills and the Osage grazing areas contribute to the numbers once again. There were over 2,000 head of 800 to 850 pound steers sold delivered to Texas feedlots at 145 to 150, which was $1 to $2 higher. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.